Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to staying well-informed and finding those moments that really make knowledge stick. Today, we're diving headfirst into the, well, incredibly rapid evolution of AI. We're focusing specifically on the tools that help developers bring ideas to life without getting tangled up in complexity. You've probably heard the name LangChain buzzing around, and for good reason. So today, we're taking a really deep dive into this framework. We've got a great cheat sheet as our guide, and we'll walk through its core concepts, its features, and, you know, the practical applications. Think of this as your essential guide, your shortcut to understanding something that's really making waves.
Yeah, it's definitely a significant topic right now. And I think for someone looking to get up to speed quickly but thoroughly, LangChain is, well, fascinating. What really stands out, and you see this in the source material, is its modularity, its flexibility, and how well it plays with other tools. It genuinely lets developers focus on the creative side, you know, rather than worrying about the plumbing of how to connect all these AI pieces together, which in AI is moving so fast, that's a huge advantage. It's a real game changer.
Absolutely. So our mission today is simple. Unpack LangChain's core parts, show you how they work in the real world, and help you grasp how it can, well, transform AI development. We want you to leave feeling empowered, not overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. So buckle up. This is your deep exploration of LangChain. Okay, let's unpack this then. When we talk LangChain, where do we even start? It seems like it all begins with the basics of conversation, right? Like at the very core, you have chat models. These are sort of the engines, the backbone. Yeah. They process what you type in and give back intelligent responses that understand the context. It's not just simple back and forth. These models enable, you know, flowing dialogues. Think customer service bots or virtual assistants. These chat models are what power those really engaging conversations. Okay, but how do those models, like, actually send and receive the information? That happens through messages. You can think of these as the smallest pieces of the conversation. Like, every single query, every single AI response, it's all packaged as a message. This makes managing the chat really precise, especially in apps where lots is happening. Right. And then to make the whole conversation make sense, so the AI doesn't forget what you just said, there's chat history. This is basically the AI's memory for the current chat. It records the previous interactions.
Exactly.
So the chatbot understands the whole flow, the context.
Yeah, and that's crucial. Without that history, conversations just feel disjointed.
Totally. You'd have to repeat yourself constantly. It keeps things coherent, especially over multiple turns.
And connecting this to the bigger picture, these components, the models, messages, history, they show LangChain's approach to building a solid conversational flow. What's really fascinating and sometimes overlooked is how complex maintaining context actually is. LangChain provides this structure, this foundation, so you don't have to build it from scratch, which honestly often leads to frustration. It solves that fundamental problem up front, makes the dialogues feel, you know, natural.
Okay, this is where it starts getting really interesting for me. Because LangChain isn't just about chat. It's about making AI smarter, more versatile.
Brutally.
Integrated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does it go beyond just basic conversation? A big part seems to be tools and tool calling. This lets LangChain connect to, well, anything external, APIs, services.
Yeah.
Gives the AI hands, basically.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So your AI can grab live data, do calculations, send an email, all within the conversation. And this tool calling thing automates it. Like, the AI decides when to use a tool.
Exactly. It can figure out, it needs, say, current stock prices, call the tool, get the info, and then use it in its response, often without you explicitly telling it to. It turns a simple prompt into a whole workflow.
Wow. Okay. And that power seems amplified by structured outputs.
Uh-huh.
So the AI doesn't just give back text, but it can generate, like, clean JSON or fill out a table.
Precisely, which is incredibly useful for hooking AI into other systems.
Right, like automating reports. The AI fills in the JSON file, keeps everything consistent. That's not just neat. That's a huge step for using AI in, like, real business processes.
Definitely.
And then there's memory. We talked about chat history, but this sounds bigger. LangChain's memory remembers user preferences, past interactions, over the long term.
Yeah, it's about personalization. It goes beyond just the current session.
So it knows who you are, what you generally like a shopping assistant remembering your favorite brands and sizes.
Exactly that. It builds a profile over time to make the interactions much more tailored and, frankly, useful.
And another key thing for serious apps seems to be multimodality. It's not just text anymore.
Nope. LangChain supports images, audio, other data formats too.
Which opens up completely new possibilities, right? Analyzing video and text.
Huh.
Understanding spoken commands and seeing things. Image search based on images.
Absolutely. It allows AI to interact with the world in a much richer, more multi-sensory way. What's really transformative, if you step back, is that shift. LangChain moves from just reacting in chat to being proactive, personalized, even multi-sensory. It's not just a chatbot anymore. It's potentially a true digital assistant woven into complex tasks. And for developers, this modularity means you're building applications that integrate deeply with real-world data, services, user preferences. It's about building AI that solves complex problems actively.
Okay, so if the AI is going to be truly useful, it needs access to information, lots of it, and it needs to understand it. It's not just about generating text, but generating the right text based on solid knowledge. LangChain seems to have some really robust ways to handle this data aspect.
It does. It's a core strength.
First up, there are document loaders. These sound like the entry point for data.
Pretty much. They're the tools that ingest data from all sorts of places, PDFs, databases, websites, you name it.
So they load it and get it ready for the AI, like parsing huge legal docs for summarization or search.
Exactly. They handle the often messy process of getting raw data into a usable format for the AI.
Okay, data's loaded. Now, how do you find the specific bits you need? That's retrieval systems.
Right. These are designed to intelligently find relevant information within that loaded data, whether it's structured or unstructured.
So they power things like knowledge bases or smart search engines, helping the AI find the right facts instead of just, you know, guessing.
Precisely. They prevent hallucination by grounding the AI in actual data.
And to make that retrieval super fast and smart, LangChain uses vector stores.
Okay, this sounds a bit technical.
It is, but the concept is powerful. They organize data as numbers, vectors, based on meaning.
Meaning, not just keywords.
Exactly. Semantic similarity. So you can search for concepts. If you ask about happy dogs, it understands that's related to joyful canines.
Ah, okay. That's why it's good for recommendations, right? It understands the vibe of what you like, not just the words.
You got it. It captures the underlying meaning.
And finally, pulling it all together are the retrievers. These are the things that actually do the fetching.
Yep. They use the vector stores and retrieval systems to grab the relevant data points based on your query.
Powering advanced Q&A systems, giving precise answers based on the documents. Exactly. Grounded, factual answers drawn from the knowledge base. So connecting this back, this whole section, loaders, retrieval, vector, retrievers, it's really about making the AI knowledgeable, not just a good talker. Accessing and managing vast amounts of data is a huge hurdle. LangChain provides the sophisticated toolkit to automate that, letting the AI sift through information intelligently and present exactly what's needed. It elevates the AI significantly.
Right. Okay, now we're getting into some really powerful stuff. Techniques that make the AI seem truly smart, capable of reasoning and taking action. This feels like a big leap.
It is. This is where it gets really advanced.
First is retrieval augmented generation, or RG. I was really struck by this one. It tackles AI hallucinations head on, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a key technique for that.
It combines the language model's power with external, maybe real-time data. So the answers are more accurate, more grounded.
Exactly. Instead of just relying on its training data, which might be old or incomplete, the AI first retrieves relevant, up-to-date information from an external source, then generates the answer based on that.
Perfect for getting detailed answers based on specific documents, making sure the AI isn't just making things up.
Precisely. Grounding is key.
And to make ARG work well with big documents, you need text splitters.
Often, yes. Language models have limits on how much text they can process at once, token limits.
Right. So splitters break down huge contracts or books into smaller chunks the model can handle.
Yep. Lets you process massive amounts of text for summarization, analysis, whatever you need, without hitting those limits.
Okay. Then we have embedding models. We talked about vectors and vector stores. These are the things that actually create the vectors.
Correct. They're the engines that convert text into those numerical representations based on meaning.
Enabling that semantic search we discussed. So they power recommendation systems, help AI find conceptually similar things.
Exactly. They're fundamental for any AI that needs to grasp meaning beyond just keywords. The unsung heroes, in a way.
And maybe the most exciting part here, agents. This sounds like automation on steroids.
Huh. That's one way to put it.
Agents don't just respond. They can perform actions, make decisions, use tools strategically.
Yes. An agent can assess a situation, decide it needs information, choose a tool, like a search engine or a calculator, use it, interpret the result, and then decide the next step, maybe even using another tool.
Wow. So they could automate complex workflows, data analysis, handling support tickets from start to finish.
Absolutely. They bring this layer of autonomy and multi-step reasoning. It's a sequence of thought and action. What's really fascinating here, as you said, is that leap. It's not just understanding information, it's actively doing things and reasoning with external data. Agents, especially combined with RAG and embeddings, give AI a kind of decision-making loop and the ability to interact with the world. Practically, this lets you build systems that plan, execute complex tasks, adapt, much more like a human problem solver. It opens up automation for things that were just too complex before.
Okay, so the AI can do complex things, but how do we make sure it does them exactly how we want and gives us the output in a useful format? This seems crucial for making it reliable.
It absolutely is. This is all about control and precision.
It starts with prompt templates, right? These are like blueprints for the conversation.
Yeah, predefined structures. They guide the AI on how to respond. Very detailed instructions, essentially.
So instead of writing a complex prompt every time, you use a template for, say, blog outlines or code snippets. Ensures consistency.
Exactly. Consistency, better quality, and it makes the AI's behavior predictable and much easier to manage across different uses.
And once the AI generates something, we often need it structured. That's output parsers.
Correct. They take the AI's raw output and transform it into clean formats like JSON, tables, whatever you need.
Invaluable for integration, yeah. Converting chatbot responses into structured CRM data, for example.
Precisely. Makes the AI output immediately usable by other systems. Seamless integration.
And to really dial in the accuracy for specific tasks, there's few-shot prompting. This means giving the AI just a few examples.
Literally, yes. A handful of examples showing what you want.
And seeing those helps it learn quickly for specific summarization styles or classification.
Significantly, it's a powerful way to teach the AI new tricks or adapt it to specific needs without needing complex fine-tuning. Very efficient.
And taking that a step further, example selectors. These pick the best examples to show the AI.
Dynamically, yes. Instead of a fixed set, the selector chooses the most relevant examples based on the current input or context.
Ah, so the guidance is tailored on the fly. Makes the AI feel more responsive and adaptive.
Exactly. It ensures the examples are highly pertinent to the specific request, leading to much more nuanced and intelligent responses. Connecting this back, this whole section is really about gaining control over the AI, turning this powerful but sometimes unpredictable technology into a reliable partner. For developers, it means moving from hoping the prompt works to systematically getting the outputs you need in the format you need reliably. That control is essential for building real-world, production-ready applications.
Okay, fantastic. We built these amazing AI apps with all these LangChain parts. Now, how do we ensure they actually work well in the real world? Perform optimally, scale, maintain quality.
Right, the operational side. Equally critical, LangChain offers tools for this too.
One key thing for performance is async programming. LangChain supports this.
It does. Asynchronous programming lets tasks run concurrently, so one slow step doesn't block everything else.
Crucial for responsive apps, especially with complex agents or tool calls, right? Stops things feeling sluggish.
Absolutely essential for a good user experience when things get complex.
Then we have callbacks. These sound like hooks into the process.
That's a good way to think of them. Customizable hooks that let you run your own code at specific points in the AI workflow.
Like logging steps, streaming outputs, triggering other actions. Useful for debugging and monitoring.
Very useful. Gives you visibility and control during execution. You can see what's happening in real time.
And related, but maybe more detailed, is tracing.
Yeah, tracing provides the full story. It records every single step, every tool call, every model interaction, creating a detailed log.
Like a flight recorder for the AI, invaluable for troubleshooting why something happened or finding bottlenecks.
Exactly like that. It gives you that step-by-step view of the AI's thought process, which is a lifesaver for debugging and optimization.
And beyond how it works, we need to know how well it works. Evaluation.
Right. This is about benchmarking the AI's output against quality metrics. Is it accurate, consistent, does it meet the goals?
So objective measures, not just gut feeling. Validating responses before launch.
Absolutely. Crucial for ensuring quality and alignment with what you actually need the AI to do.
And of course, good old testing, just like any software.
Yep. Rigorous testing of components, integrations, different scenarios, edge cases, all essential before going live. Catching problems early.
Makes sense. The source also listed some key best practices for LangChain development, worth quickly mentioning.
Definitely. They were. Start small, iterate, and scale up. Don't boil the ocean.
Right. Leverage documentation, use the official resources and community.
Crucial. Stay updated, AI moves fast, keep up with LangChain updates.
Good point. and focus on optimization, constantly debug and profile for efficiency.
Yeah, these practices really matter because ultimately knowledge is valuable when it's applied effectively, right? This whole section is about making sure your AI isn't just a cool prototype, but a robust, reliable system. Moving to production demands that engineering rigor. Async, callbacks, tracing, evaluation, testing, they aren't just nice-to-haves. They're essential for long-term success and building trust in the AI systems you deploy. Without them, you're really just guessing.
Wow. Okay, we have definitely covered a huge amount of ground today on this deep dive. From those basic chat models and messages all the way through retrieval or A, those powerful agents making decisions, and now finally, the critical pieces for optimization and testing. LangChain, as the source highlighted, it really is more than just one tool. It's a full framework, isn't it? It empowers you to do so much in AI development.
It really is comprehensive.
Whether you're building chatbots that really understand context, automating complex workflows, or developing advanced AI that handles images or audio, LangChain gives you the pieces, the flexibility, the scalability, the power. It feels like it lets you innovate faster and with more control.
I think that's right. And there's always more to learn, different ways to combine these pieces. So as you, the listener, reflect on all this, maybe think about this, which specific part of LangChain, which capability really sparked an aha moment for you today? And how might you start exploring using that for a challenge or an idea you have? Because the real power here isn't just the framework itself, but how it enables your creativity.
Absolutely. That's the perfect note to end on, the spirit of innovation. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into LangChain. Keep exploring, keep learning, keep building. The world of AI is evolving incredibly fast, and hopefully you now feel better equipped to be part of shaping its future. We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.